From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at Samford University's Wright Center in Birmingham, Alabama, Peter Sagal.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be back in Birmingham. Later on in the show, we are going to be joined by the leader of the legendary Blind Boys of Alabama, the gospel singer Jimmy Carter. But first, pollsters have been mystified this election by white middle-aged men. They seem divided right down the middle between John McCain and Barack Obama. Some can't even decide between the two of them, which at least politically is like admiring both the Hatfields and the McCoys. It was a mystery that was finally solved by a blogger named John Stotter, who blurted out, quote, "I wish they could run together. They'd be like one of those old 1970s cop shows," unquote. He's right, of course. Can you imagine it? McCain, the old-timer, waiting to collect his pension when suddenly he's given a new partner, the upstart Obama. Yeah, he's got moxie and talent, but he's untested, a wild card. You could even add, Hillary Clinton. You get the Mod Squad, the old TV show. The tagline really was, one's white, one's black, one's blonde. There you go.
There you go.
Add a few cameos by Mike Barney Fife Huckabee, we'd never have to watch TV again.
Yeah.
Well, it's a pipe dream. And until it happens, we're going to have to wring what entertainment we can from what actually happened this week. Let's get started. Give us a call. The number, of course, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Diane.
Hey.
From Pacific Grove, California.
Well, welcome, Diane. Where's Pacific Grove?
It's on the Monterey Peninsula. You were
Lamar
a couple of years ago.
I remember, yeah, right there.
I was
there.
In the front row.
Oh, really? Oh, I remember you.
Yeah.
Diane, welcome to our show. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a writer for the Boston Globe and the author most recently of Moving the Chains, Tom Brady and the Pursuit of Everything, Mr. Charlie Pierce.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, how are you?
Next, say hello to a comedian who'll be appearing at the Dennis Flyer Theater in Rochester, New Jersey, on Saturday, March 8th, Miss Paula Poundstone.
Paula Poundstone, I really love you.
Well, thank you.
And lastly, say hello to a humorist and the author, most recently, of Long Time Leaving, Dispatches from Up South, Mr. Roy Blunt, Jr.
Roy.
Hi, Diane.
Welcome to the show, Diane. You're going to play Who's Carol this time. Carol Castle, right now, will read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you'll win our prize, Carol's voice, on your home answering machine. Here's your first quote.
I seem to get the first question all the time, and I don't mind. You know, I'd be happy to field them, but I do find it curious. Maybe we should ask Barack if he's comfortable and needs another pillow.
That was somebody at a debate in Cleveland this week, finally losing her patience a little with the media. Who's tired of always having to go first?
That would be Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Yes, very good. In their 20th and most likely final debate on Tuesday night, Senator Clinton tried a new tactic against her rival Barack Obama, whining. Didn't work. Nothing else has either, though. Earlier in the week, for example, somebody from her campaign, allegedly, leaked a photo of Obama wearing traditional Somali dress to the Drudge Report. But all that did was to cause sales of turbans to go through the roof. Her earlier charges of plagiarism got laughed at. Her attempts to mock his soaring rhetoric just underscored how mundane her own speeches can be. And her warnings that Obama would just use America for fun and then run off with a more attractive younger country went unheard. Then finally, later in the debate, she got Obama to concede that denouncing the support of Louis Farrakhan wasn't enough. He had to reject him. Obama said, okay, if it makes you happy, I will denounce and reject him. And Hillary pumped her fist and went, yes, yes, put it on the board. And then she looked over, and moderator Brian Williams was showing Obama his brand new turban. Do you think, guys, that there's anything that Hillary could do at this point to reverse the trends here?
Yes.
What?
She can win in Texas.
There you are.
Just do that.
Hey, that was real punditry there. Jeez, where did that come from?
Yeah.
Whoa. Holy God.
I don't think it's over. I think she's a terrific candidate. I don't think it's up to us to decide who's winning.
You have it.
Yeah, you do.
I have to say, it really shouldn't be up to us specifically, because if it was up to us, the general election would be Ron Paul versus Mike Gravel, and that... as good as it would be for us, I don't know if the country needs that.
Boy, that Ron Paul can hang a poster, can he? Oh, my heavens! I never saw so many posters for anybody in my life. I don't know if he did television ads, I don't know, but his poster-hanging campaign was unbelievable. The Easter Bunny didn't put so many things in different places.
Diane, here is your next quote.
No, I think he is a narcissistic pest. I wish he would drive off in a Chevy Corvair into the sunset. He is a pest like the cicada that comes around every so many years to annoy us.
That was one of the answers in a poll in the D.C. paper, The Washington Express, in which 90% of respondents answered no when asked if they take Hu's newly renewed presidential candidacy seriously.
The Green Party.
The Green Party. Well, he was the Green Party.
Yes. Ralph Nader.
Ralph Nader. Very good.
Yes. Ralph Nader.
The man who once strived to save Americans from the danger of fun cars now rises once again to respond to another pressing need, a feeling among Americans that voting for Ron Paul isn't throwing their vote away enough. Nader is widely blamed, loathed, hated, and resented by Democrats because they think the votes he got in Florida in 2000 effectively handed the presidency to George Bush. He denies that. He says that Democrats and Republicans are the same anyway, and that anybody who says otherwise is just dumb. In a variation on the old Barry Goldwater presidential motto, in your heart, you know he's right, Nader is going with, in his heart, he knows you're wrong. All right, very good, Diane. Here is your last quote. Okay.
I am lapidary, but not heuristic when I use big words.
That was a famous conservative talking about his habit of using a rather expansive vocabulary. He died this week at the age of 82. Who?
William Buckley.
Exactly right. William F. Buckley. He was
well done.
Yes. He was born wealthy. He lived exactly as he pleased and spent his life arguing, in essence, that everybody should have the freedom to do the same. Even if they didn't have a yacht, perhaps they could enjoy their God-given freedom on some sort of dinghy. The author and founder of the National Review was not always right. He later apologized, for example, for supporting segregation, but he was always smart and funny, and he inspired legions of writers and politicians in his wake. He was also a man who really knew how to enjoy life. Among the many stories told about him, one that we came across this week told by his biographer. In the late 60s, apparently, Mr. Buckley became quite curious as to what all these hippie kids were getting all excited about. So he acquired some marijuana from his chauffeur and with his friend got on his yacht to sail beyond territorial waters, who would break no law. And they sat down to smoke the pot and watch a dirty movie.
Ooh.
But the problem was that, true to his station, he also imbibed his traditional afternoon cocktails beforehand. So they both fell asleep during the whole thing.
Therefore, he did inhale his cocktail. Probably.
He did, probably, if not anything else. Yeah. Carl, how did Diane do in our quiz?
Diane had 3 correct answers, Peter. So, Diane, I'll be doing the message on her home answering machine.
All right.
Well done.